Rich Bez, and I'm your host for this episode. This episode is still, we're still on the numerology 101, having fun with numbers. Now we're going to move on to the name numbers. You can find out a lot about your personality, what kind of person you are, all kinds of things you can find out with numbers. That's why they say that numbers is where it says built upon the power of numbers, the universe, the world. But the single primary, this is name numbers. The single primary number obtained from the numerical value of the letter of your name. Letters of your name gives you your name number. You can see then that it is very much hit and miss as to whether your given name will agree with the birth number. This is why we take a new name in the craft so that we can have a name number that is perfect balance with our birth number. Let us look now into the values attached to the primary numbers. Number one, the sun. Its letters is A, J, and S. Very much derived life force. Driving life force, that's what it is. And the leader's ambition tends to be patient. The explorer. And the extrovert automatically assumes command, frequently a big brother or a sister. Very strong feelings either against or against. Would not be knowingly hurting anybody, but might not realize her or his own strength. Can stand being praised and entitled to it. Praise can serve persons to greater things. Number two, moon. Letters is B, K, and T. So actually, before I move on, I'd like to explain this, that how you get your name numbers is you use the decoding chart of Pythagoras, and it's like you draw a line straight across the paper horizontally, and you put one in one line column and two in the next column all the way through up to nine. Then on the first line below the numbers, what you do is you put A. And then continue on down the line to nine. Then you repeat back to the column where number one is and continue the alphabet all the way down to Z. You will notice that number nine is missing the bottom line because there's only so many 26 letters in the alphabet. So you only got the numbers that fit up to number nine three times, which is 9 and 18. That's more than that. So anyhow, that's how you would get your name number. And then going by this chart here, which we're on the moon, number two is the moon. The letters is B, K, and T. You see what I'm talking about now? The letters on each number is different because you going horizontally across the paper as one on the first column, two on the second column, three on the third column, and it goes down three. So you're doing A on the first, B on the number two, C number three, and then you spell your name out on paper and you figure it out on the chart like that. That chart is like a decoding thing to change your name into your birth numbers. So then these here tell what kind of personality you are, what things you like, what you tend to be emotional about, what you're influenced about. All right, number two is the moon. Like I said, the letters are B, K, and T. Sensitive, see? Domestic, tend to be emotional and easily influenced to tears. Has a fertile imagination, very fond of home. Patriotic, accepts changes and surroundings, prefers to live near the water, often possesses musical talent, and would make a very good psychic. That's number two, the moon. Number three is Jupiter. Jupiter's letters are C. You see how it goes? You see how it goes? It goes like how I was telling you. So it's not like Jupiter, number three, Jupiter, the letters are A, B, C, and then the next one, A, B, C, D, E, F, like that. No, it doesn't go like that. You got to go up to nine, each letter having a letter in the alphabet going in order. Uranus is letters D, M, V. Inclined to appear strange and eccentric because she or he is usually ahead of her or his own time. Very interested in the occult and psychic research, inclined to anything out of the ordinary. Strong intuition tendencies, intuitive tendencies, can be bittingly sarcastic if crossed, believes in liberty and equality, can usually predict the probable outcome of actions and businesses. Number five is Mercury. The letters are E, N, and W. This is Mercury, number five. Active both physically and mentally. Inquiring, exploring, fond of reading and researching. Good at language. Would make a very good teacher, writer, or secretary. Make friends easily. Usually methodical and orderly, adapt at signifying systems. Number six, Venus. I'm going to get through this. We can go back over this, and I want to give you that coding or how to decode your name into numbers. So then you look at the numbering chart, which you can find one online. If you look up Pythagoras, you can find a chart online on Google. And then you could also find, if you look up the interpretations of the numerology numbering system with the interpretations from and add planets to your search to in there. All right, Venus, no, Mars. All right, number six we're on. That's Venus. The letters is F, O, and X. Gentle and refined, pleasant, sociable, usually good looking, natural peacemaker, able to soothe ruffled feelings, often experience difficulties in financial fields, excellent as a host or hostess, friendly and greetable. Number seven is Neptune. Neptune's letters is G, P, Y. Frequently possess ESP, extremely psychic introvert, although she or he does not say much, he or she usually knows a great deal. Mysterious, often interested in psychology, chemistry, and botany, knowledgeable in astrology, and all fields of the occult, found efficient, inclined to take from the have and give to the have-nots. Number 8, Saturn. The letters of Saturn is H, Q, and Z. Inclined to be cold and pessimistic, not much sense of humor, often slow getting off the mark, but usually ends up ahead of the game. Successful, especially where money is concerned. Frequently connects with mining, real estate, and the law. Also with cemetery and pawn shops. Cemeteries and pawn shops. I don't know how that has to do with each other, but this is the way it's set down to be. Believes that hard work never kills anybody. Often possesses with thought of the past. Yeah. Mars, number 9. Mars. The letters, as you see, number 9, and only the other ones have 3 letters. The number 9 is Mars. Now, I told you that ran short of the letters because the amount of alphabets according to 3 times 9. So you go I and R. Number 9, Mars. Letters is I and R. Very emotional. Can be extremely jealous and active through rules by emotion. Tied very much to family background. Loyal. Apt to be suspicious of strangers. Impulsive. Mars tend to be afraid of the unknown, often associated with surgery, physical or mental illness. Right. There you are. You are all set down to study a friend from the numerological point of view. Suppose your friend is named Jane Doe. Not very original, perhaps, but it serves well for example. She was born on June 23, 1947. She is planning on moving into a new apartment in Trenton, New Jersey. Sometime in February 1989, that's what she was going to move, sometime in that February. All right, what can you tell her and advise her? Take step by step. First of all, work out her birth number. Jane. Here we go. We have it. Jane. It's I don't want to mislead nobody. It's been a while since I finished this course that I did. My notes, going by my notes and the column notes and stuff like that is like scribbles. I can't even write. But anyhow, June 23rd, 1947 equals 6 plus 2 plus 3 plus 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 7 equals 32 equals 5 when you reduce it to 32, it equals 5 because you go 3 plus 2 as 5. Alright, then her name number, Jane Doe. So you're getting her birth and her Jane, and her name number. So this is where you can get a lot about somebody. right here. Jane Doe equals one. This is her name number, one plus one plus five plus five plus four plus six plus five equals 27. Then you go 7 plus 2 is 9, equals 9. Armed with these two important numbers, what can you say? First of all, look at the woman herself, number 9. All right. She can be very emotional, very jealous. She tends to be impulsive. She tied very much to her family background, is suspicious of strangers, and afraid of the unknown. From these last two facts, you know that it has taken her quite a lot of soul searching to reach the decision to move into a new apartment. At the same time, being impulsive, she feels that having made the decision, the sooner she makes the move, the better. Her new apartment will in some way reflect her family background, perhaps in the way it is decorated, perhaps in the type of building it is in. Should she decide to have a roommate, you might suggest someone whose name number is compatible with her fire sign. Someone with a name number of 1, 3, 4, 5, or 9. Now look at the moving, when she moved, Trenton, New Jersey. Then you add all of them numbers up after you decode the Trenton, New Jersey, the three words. You use a Pythagoras chart to decode these numbers and change them into numbers instead of letters. Then it tells you the number equals 14. No, equals 77, and 7 and 7 is 14, which it can be reduced further to 5 by saying the 14, you add the 1 plus 4, that equals 5. Alright, now we move on. The numbers of the geographical locations is the same as her birth numbers. This should be an ideal place for her, one that will truly give her the feeling of home. She plans to move sometime to February 1986. So now we add up the two words, the February and the numbers. So we say 2 for February, then 1986 equals 8. Can't reduce that. A single digit, so can't reduce. Oh yeah, but you can't reduce it, but you can go by another way of figuring out your destiny with it, with another, under the interpretation of another number. But anyhow, you need then to add the day, that will bring the total to 5 to agree with her birth number. February 6, 15, or 24 are then the most propitious days. Like I said, numbers is, the world was built upon the power of numbers, like Pythagoras said. You even got the colors, have primary colors have numbers to them too, and they go up to 9, number 9. So it's something about numbers here that Maybe it was designed upon numbers. I don't know. Maybe each of us, everything, it's numbers is in us. Is there something else here? This, that means, yes. But anyhow, I hope that y'all enjoyed these studies for today. And my name is Onyx, and I was your host for 32 studies in Wicca. And we were on Numerology 101, having fun with numbers. Bless me.